te, Vasudevaya. Prescribed duties for mankind. Chapter 2, Ajahnil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, text number 42, I believe. Yahi uparatatish tasmin.
Yahi uparatatish tasmin.
Anakshit purusham puraha.
Anakshit purusham puraha.
Upalabhyo palabhyo. An pra,
vavande
shirasa
dvijaha,
yahi uparata tishtasmin,
yahi uparata tishtasmin,
adrakshit purusham puraha,
adrakshit purusham puraha,
upalabhyo palabdhan pra. Yahi.
Yahi.
When.
When.
Uparatadhi.
Uparatadhi.
His mind and intelligence were fixed.
His mind and intelligence were fixed.
Tasmin.
Tasmin.
At that time.
At that time.
Adrakshit.
Adrakshit.
Had seen.
Had seen.
Purusham.
Purusham.
The persons.
The persons.
The order carriers of Lord Vishnu.
The order carriers.
Puraha,
Puraha,
before him,
before him.
Upalabhya, get,
oh
sorry,
Upalabhya,
getting,
getting.
Upalabdhan,
Upalabdhan,
who were gotten,
who were gotten.
Prag, previously,
previously.
Vavande,
Vavande,
offered obeisances,
offered obeisances.
Shirasha,
by the head.
The Brahmana. When his intelligence and mind were fixed upon the form of the Lord, the Brahmana, Ajahnil, once again saw before him four celestial persons. He could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and thus he offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. Purport, the Vishnu Dutas who had rescued Ajahnil came before him again when his mind was firmly fixed upon the form of the Lord. The Vishnu Dutas had gone away for some time to give Ajahnil a chance to become firmly fixed in meditation upon the Lord. Now that his devotion had matured, they returned to take him, understanding that the same Vishnu Dutas had returned. Ajahnil offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. Pretty much that's the story. That's the Prabhupada's really just repeated the verse in the purport. Hasn't really added anything. So no storyline. So I'm gonna read the next. Hidva kalevaram tite gangayam dasanadanu sajya svarupam jagrihe bhagavat pashvavartinam. Let's read the word for this one. Idva.
Giving up.
Kalevaram. The material body. Tirte. In the holy place. Gangayam. On the bank of the Ganges. Dasanatanu. After seeing. Sadyaha.
Immediately.
Swaru. His original spiritual form. Jagrihe. He assumed Bhagavad Parashvabhartinam,
which is fit
for an associate of the Lord. Upon seeing the vision of Dutas, Ajamil gave up his material body at Hardwar on the bank of the Ganges. He regained his original spiritual body, which was a body appropriate for an associate of the Lord. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9, Janma kama chame divyam evam yo viti tatvataha chattva deham puna janma nayati mam eti so juna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The result of perfection in Krishna consciousness is that after giving up one's material body, one is immediately transferred to the spiritual world in one's original spiritual body, to become an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some devotees go to Vaikuntha Loka and others go to Goloka Vrindavan to become associates of Krishna. Om Agana Kinyanasya Salakaya Jaina Tasmayeshi Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Ayam Rupa Kadama Hiram Vedati Svartam Kam Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pagunam Kaya Te Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Guru Dina Tarinam Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. So, what's the goal here? What's the goal?
Yep.
Mahatma Ji.
Self-realization and spiritual body. And go back to Vrindavan.
Okay, yeah. What was the first thing you said?
Self-realization, that you are soul.
What was it, sorry?
Self-realization.
Self-realization, and what's that characterized by?
That means you are not body, but you are pure spiritual soul. You cannot servant of Krishna.
Yep. In the first verse, in this verse though, what's being emphasized here? Or what has Ajamil achieved? Yes, what's that called?
Samadhi.
Samadhi. He's attained samadhi. And what is samadhi? What is samadhi? What does Prabhupada say? What is samadhi?
It's
sit back.
It's sit back.
It's what?
It's sit back.
Fixed.
It's
sit
back.
Yes. Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Sit back. Okay, in English, what's the word?
Trance.
Good boy. T starts with a T. He's trance. There's a very, the latest Back to Godhead's got a very, very interesting article Actually, it's not an article. It's Prabhupada's class. It's a class, but it's always the first. And in it, Prabhupada mentions that the goal of our yoga practice is to be always fixed in thinking of Krishna. Well, very interesting. And so that's what. And you know what? It's interesting what Prabhupada says. One of the things that he said, many interesting things he says in that class, but one, he says, we fix our mind, because, you know, we're all over the place. Well, we can be. The mind can be all over the place. And Prabhupada said, with the verse that he's talking about, he says, the way we fix our mind is through kirtan. Interestingly, Prabhupada says through kirtan, but then he explains, gives a very broad explanation of what kirtan is, and he says kirtan is hearing somebody give a class. Kirtan, and then he says kirtan is reading books. Interesting, isn't it? Because ordinarily you might think that's hearing, but somebody's kirtan, somebody's speaking, so there's the kirtan. But then, as part of the kirtan, we're hearing, we're meditating on that sound vibration. So it's interesting that Prabhupada says, in order to achieve fixed consciousness, trance, to be absorbed in trance, what do? We do kirtan. Interesting. Right from the beginning of the nine processes of devotional service, we're practicing to be 24 hours in trance, because that's really what samadhi means. Right? Samadhi means that we're fixed 24 hours in thinking of Krishna's form. And Prabhupada mentions in that lecture, he mentions that we should start, as is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, we should start from where? In our meditation on Krishna's form, where do we start?
Lotus feet.
Yes, lotus feet. We start from Krishna's lotus feet. And then gradually move upwards to the smiling face, which is also synonymous or correlated to study of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first and second cantos and feet and so forth. As we, and then, you know, the tenth canto is the smiling face of Krishna. And how the devotees like to meditate on Krishna's pastimes. Shivradika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam. In the description of the spiritual master, the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that the spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the pastimes of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Madhurya Leela. Guna, the qualities, the rupa, the form, and the name. So this is symptomatic of the trance, right? You know, we judge a man by how he speaks. Prabhupada says the most important quality of a man or a woman is how they speak. Because how they speak reveals what they're thinking. Right? What they're thinking about. And Prabhupada gives the example. You know, a well-dressed man is not revealed until he speaks. And then we, you know, he may be well-dressed, but then he speaks and we then understand that he's a bit of a fool. So Ajahnil has achieved the perfection of yoga practice. the perfection of Brahminical culture, effectively, Vedic culture. Vedic culture is to reach this point of trance. And of course, that's really the goal of the nine items of bhakti, of devotional practice. Or the 64 items that are described by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion. And it's all of these activities, all of the things that we do, you know, from rising early in the morning and what's the first thing you do when you rise in the morning? Offer your obeisances. Then what do?
Offer some boga.
Offer some boga. Okay, alright, that's interesting. Don't you have a bath first?
Bath? After bath?
Oh, like, you wake up in the morning and switch on the computer and look at your email.
Bath is important.
Okay. You're all laughing, that means that's what you do. That's what we do. We pull up, we pick up the iPad and we start reading the news. But ideally, no, we get up, take a bath, clean your teeth. That's generally the first thing we do. Clean your teeth, clean your tongue, clean the external. Then we chant Hare Krishna for internal purification. So that, you know, that the contamination really of the material concept of life doesn't infiltrate our consciousness, and we're able to think, what is it? Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyakti Surayaho. This should be our meditation. What is it? Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. The supreme destination is to go to Lord Vishnu. And of course, that's what Ajamil has done. He's perfect. He's gone to Hardwar. And what has he done? What was he doing a couple of verses ago? What was Ajamil doing? Yeah, where? Yes, where? What's that? At Haridwar, yes, but what was he doing in Haridwar?
He was meditating on the floor of the Lord.
He was, yes, where?
In the temple.
He was living in a temple. Living in a temple. You know, sometimes people think, oh, you know, these guys living in a temple, they couldn't do anything else. But they used to say that on the street we'd be selling books and say, "What are you going to get a job? Mate." And other choice language that I can't repeat here in the August Company of Devotees. But what people don't understand is that living in the temple is the perfection of life. Because when you're in the temple, all you're doing is thinking about service to Krishna. Which Prabhupada says is as good as meditating on Krishna. We should never underestimate the potency of living in, you know, this environment and getting to do some seva. I mentioned the other day, people come in and they look at the roster. They spend 5-10 minutes reading all the names on the roster. When I see somebody doing that, next time I'm going to ask them, what are you thinking about here? Would you like to be on the roster? We can help you out. But it's the importance of the temple is that you can attain the perfection of life, which is the trance of samadhi, of always thinking of the Lord. And so then what happens? Then the Vishnu Dutas, you know, now none of this can be empirically tested. Right? None of this. This is all happening on the transcendental platform. Right? And so what's happening? The Vishnu Dutas are appearing. And here, how are they described? How are they described here? Well, they're just described as persons, actually. Atra kshit purusham puraha upalabhyo palabdhan prag. So he realized these are the people that I saw before. But here in the translation, Prabhupada says, Ajamil once again saw before him four celestial persons. You know, when Mother Dvisa Prabhu was leaving his body, he was talking to the devotees and he said, who are all these people? Who are all these people? Even Atul Krishna told me that when his father was leaving his body, his family was all there. And he'd only visited the temple once, but Atul was there and he was chanting quietly. His father was saying, who's burning the incense? Who's burning the incense? Put out the incense. So you know, this is happening on a very, very, it's on a subtle, it's on the spiritual plane, spiritual platform, these descriptions. One has to have strong faith in Krishna and in Krishna consciousness to believe this. Otherwise, you know, what is this, celestial persons? Where are they? Show me the celestial persons. Just like, you know, people say, show me God. We'll say, well, here he is. That's not, you know, that's just whatever. So, you know, this understanding of Krishna, what is it? Evam yo viti tattvataha, to understand Krishna and the spiritual realm and the passage of the living entity from the material realm to the spiritual realm, as Prabhupada's describing here, requires some faith, a lot of faith, actually. But of course, that's a qualification of a devotee. And the whole process of bhakti is to build that faith. And as one makes advancement, as one makes progress, and as the material setting subsides, and the identification with the spiritual, with one's spiritual identity, spiritual personality, then the faith gets stronger and stronger. And of course, one then is able to perceive the more subtle elements of what's going on around them. This is something that we can all experience and all achieve through living in a temple. And of course, living in a temple means kirtanam. What is it? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc. Padasevanam, Archanam, Atmanivedanam, the nine processes of bhakti, all practiced in the temple. Why we all come to the temple? And engage especially in the Shravanam Kirtanam, to fix our consciousness, fix our understanding on these principles. And Ajamil is a wonderful example, because he shows how even if a person is fallen, right, or that it doesn't matter how fallen you may be or have become, or anybody for that matter, the process of devotional service, the process of bhakti, as explained by Krishna, the process of bhakti enthused with or enlivened with cognition and practice. This is in the Brahma Samhita. Jnana Bhakti Dhyam is the Sanskrit. So the practice of devotional service are charged with jnana, and that means jnana means understanding the practice of devotional service, the nine items of devotional service, the 64 items recommended by Rupa Goswami, and then action, doing things. It's not, we're not armchair philosophers. We go out and do stuff.
Determination.
That comes later. Yes. Theistic conduct based on Shastric evidence. Shastric evidence. Theistic conduct. Constant endeavor. Constant endeavor is required. But from this practice comes bhakti enthused with love. And so it's very interesting. What does Ajamil do when he sees the Vishnu Dutas? What does he do? What's his inspiration? He pays his obeisances. Yeah. When he sees the devotees, then what does he do? Mantra kapa durubhyas cha. Well, maybe he doesn't, but that's effectively what he's doing. Mantra kapa durubhyas cha. Kripa sindubhya eva cha. Patita nam pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. He's so happy to see the representatives of the Lord. This is how we should be. When we see the devotees, we should want to bow down. I used to see this. The temple president walks into the courtyard, and then all the brahmacharis put their masks on. It's like I'm the headmaster of the school. And then when the headmaster comes in, then everybody behaves themselves. I said, what am I thinking, you rascal? What else are you up to? So not like that. We should have love and affection for the devotees. And so when we see the devotees, our natural response is, oh, Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Let me serve you effectively. Right? And why? Because if it wasn't for the devotees, we wouldn't be in a situation where we could realize our spiritual identity. This is why that respect and appreciation for the devotees, every devotee, not just the temple president because you walked in and you're not doing the right thing. Do your kids do that to you? Well, they misbehave all the time, huh? They don't care. Ooh, I didn't know I showed up. So natural show of affection for the devotees by Ajahn, when he sees the Vishnu Dutas, that's the proper respect that we should be showing the devotees, out of love and appreciation for what they've given. Because Ajamil, what was going to happen to Ajamil before? What was going to happen? What was his next step? He was going off to see Yamaraj. And he was scared. He was frightened by the sight of the Yamadutas. And we forget that. We become familiar with the devotees and we look at them from an external platform. But we forget that if it weren't for the association of the devotees, then we'd probably be visiting Yamaraj too. Right? But because of the association of the devotees now, we don't have to. Right? The Yamadutas, later on we'll see this in the next chapter. We'll see. Yamaraj tells the Yamadutas, don't approach anybody who's chanting Hare Krishna. Right? If they're wearing Kunti Mala or whatever. So Ajamil is, you know, he's at that time, then what is it? He's then given, he then assumes, what have we got here, Joe. Satya. Immediately. Satya. At that time, Farupam Jagrihe, immediately he assumed his original spiritual form. That's pretty amazing. Well, and of course, you know, this is the benefit. Of the even just the remnants of Vedic culture, what to speak of the essence, you know, the remnants of Vedic culture here that he called his son Narayan, so he's chanting the holy name of Vishnu, even when he's calling for his son. But what to speak of those who are dedicated, you know, who have developed this trance, in that they're always meditating on the Lord. And so then that meditation is going to take Ajamil back to Godhead. That's the next verse. So Prabhupada says here, the result of perfection in Krishna consciousness is that after giving up one's material body, one is immediately transferred to the spiritual world in one's original spiritual body. And that's available for all of us. Chant Hare Krishna, etc. So many activities. I was watching a video the other day that Nanda sent me. One of the things he was saying in the video was, there is so much variety. There's so much variety in bhakti. In 9 items, in the 64 items, so much variety, and all of it allows us to meditate on, ultimately brings us to this point of meditation. To become an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some go to Vaikuntha Loka and others go to Goloka Vrindavan. To become associates of Krishna. And Prabhupada mentions this, that the process is that one will take birth in the material realm where Krishna is performing his pastimes for further, you know, it's the finishing school for the devotees. So wherever in the material universe Krishna is performing his pastimes, then the devotees ascend there, and then in the association of the residents of Vrindavan and of Krishna, and of course, even though it's Krishna appearing in the material world, it's not actually, it's the, just like Prabhupada says here, this is not Melbourne, this is Vrindavan. Why? Because Radha and Krishna are here, and we're, that's the potency of bhakti. It can transform an ordinary place into the spiritual realm. So, in those places, that's where one is trained and polished, if you like, in the finishing school of bhakti yoga. We're taught how to be a servant of Krishna. How to be a servant of the devotees. How to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans, the previous acharyas. This is our process, actually. We are followers. And we are servants. Even though we are called spiritual masters, the spiritual master is actually a master because he controls his senses. He's a master of his senses, not master of everybody else. No. And the master is a master or is able to control his senses because he engages his senses in the service of Krishna. No. And he's dear to Krishna because of that. Master of the senses. Oh, they're persistent. I think you have some service to perform. Yeah. The master becomes a master because he's a servant. And the symptoms are one of rendering service to others. That's the real characteristic qualities of a spiritual master. And so we see here, Ajamil is perfected. He's been given a second chance, effectively. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions? I think we've covered everything here. Mahatmaji.
Thank you very much for such a wonderful class, and all the credit goes to my friend Tom, who brought me to bring this class. And I would have missed this class, what we enjoy personally, rather than internet, you don't enjoy that much. you might hear the words, what actually you hear, person to person, that always
there's more fun in your
trance.
More fun. Yeah, because, you know, almost everything we do is dependent on relationship. Right? It's an exchange. It's an exchange of affection. Priti. So what is it? Guhyam akyati prichati is a devotee reveals his mind and inquires. Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akyati prichati bhunte bhojayate jayava sarvidhi priti lakshana. So the next step is also good. Having breakfast with the devotees, so that's also good.
I want to comment. One comment.
Yeah.
Naraji ji said, jahan prabhu ke naam ka hota hai gunaan, wahi Ayodhya, Dwarka, wahi bhi hama. The holy name is a potency. Wherever they chanting of the holy name, yeah. Krishna is there in the holy name.
Yeah.
So Krishna is present there. So wherever you are at the Bhagavatam class, Krishna is already sitting here.
Yeah. But so that means there is potency in the internet. There is. It's still potent. But it's nicer when we're doing it in person.
Right?
Still potent. Still potent. And you know, the good thing about the Bhagavatam is that we can remember then Krishna all throughout the day. Because we've spent time deeply absorbing our intellect in topics related to, you know, the essence of what we do effectively, right? So it's all part of this development of trance, actually. But yeah, you're right. We like to come together to exchange. You know, it was always fun, exciting, when Jagtak Maharaj would come or Tamalkrishna Maharaj would come. And you know, they're good speakers. And the temple room would be packed with devotees. Yeah. There'd be competition to get in to hear the class, right? And it's relishable. It is relishable. It's enjoyable. So thanks, John, for bringing Mahatma Ji. And I hope you also enjoyed breakfast as well, which I'm sure you will.
I can't accept thanks for doing something which is good for me.
Well, that's your humility, it's okay, Will.
The other point I wanted to say, as you said in the class, Yapataya Samgarma says, how can I serve you? Prabhu, this is the importance.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said that the teacher master thinks he is God and he is a dog. The teacher master thinks, but he thinks he is a real servant of everything.
Yeah,
that's the devotee.
But that's the devotee. That's the devotee. And, but yeah, it's a good point. With the current 2 years or whatever, however long it's been, we haven't had that opportunity to get together and share as we would normally. But still, service is going on, the devotees are... Actually, you know, today I've got to finalise the... we need to spend about $5,000 to get a camera and devices that will replace all of that and get the video broadcast of the class. I mean, it's being broadcast now, but all people see is the altar and hear the voice. So we need to put the person back in the picture. At least that much we need. We need to do. But it's a good system. There's a system which is basically just a box that goes on top of the camera, and then that gets rid of all of that thing there, and it goes straight to YouTube. To get some personality back into the Bhagavatam broadcast. But much nicer to be here in person, relishing the exchange. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? Madhu, what was it? Can't remember a verse. Is it Swadu, Swadu, Pade, Pade, something like that? You know that verse? It's about relishing the Bhagavatam, hearing the Bhagavatam, step by step. Very good. No, not that one. No. Any other comments? What about from the boys? Any realizations you'd like to share with this gentleman?
Yes,
no?
We just had one class. Who will go to Vaikuntha? Who will go to Golokha?
Who will? Prabhupada doesn't tell us here. Not mentioned.
It's the mood, is it?
It depends on the mood. There are those who worship in awe and reverence, and those who worship in a mood of spontaneity, and who have a more intimate relationship with Krishna, less awe and reverential, and that differentiates the location where a person will go to render service or uncovers their original spiritual identity. Okay, shall we finish? Kantarashina Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shankarpa Ki Jai Gaura Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai.